Next up on the Mutual Audio Network, Fiction from Our Future.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Space Stick Ace Galaxy, traveling the cosmos in a sentient, shape-changing ship with an equally sentient self-destruct program, solving mysteries for me, the editor of the Giant Book of Destiny.
Galaxy, what do you mean a space shark is siphoning the energy out of a star?
Siphoning, eating, sucking, absorbing, I don't know what to call it.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And I once cleaned up the aftermath of two space drag races playing chicken after neither ship balked.
Copy-Aid, that demented bird can see what Phoenix sees. Tell it to turn itself into a view screen so we can see too.
Birds have ears, you know.
Copy-Aid, what is that?
I would say it looks like a space shark.
Siphoning, eating, sucking, absorbing the energy out of that star.
Ace, according to my calculations, at the rate it is going, the shark is going to suck out the sun within the next hour. Should I try shooting it?
Yes, Phoenix! Shoot it! Kill it or die trying! Oh, I wish I was there with you!
Let's go try!
We are within range, Ace.
This thing is so big, I can't see anything. How are we going to find a vulnerable spot?
You don't want to break its heart. You want to kill it.
Good idea, Dee. Phoenix, scan it and see if you can find its heart.
Target located.
Fire!
Fire what? Laser cannons? Torpedoes? Disintegration rays?
Wow, that's a lot of firepower for a garbage scow.
Captain Petalsurp never actually intended for any of it to be used, except as morale-building ammunition.
Good old dad.
Fire them all!
Oh, your god, Ace! That thing moves faster than the speed of weapons!
Did it just suck everything we shot into its mouth thing?
Retreat! Retreat! Phoenix, get out of there before it swallows you too!
Advance! Advance, go forth and meet your destiny!
This has nothing to do with destiny! I don't have a single note about a sun-sucking shark thing! It was never written into the book!
Someone obviously slipped it in during all the confusion with the timelines because of the perfect problem someone created on Denneby!
That was an accident! This was deliberate diabolical destruction!
I would love to meet whoever devised this. My hero.
Ma'am, the star that shark is sucking away is Acrux.
Acrux? Hold on! Let me check if any of the planets in the system are inhabited.
The Acrux of the problem is 3 of them are. 19 billion souls will be destroyed.
The inhabitants can't all die. It says here they're not scheduled to go extinct until 100 years from now when the Cananoids of the second and third planet go to war with the Felinids of the fourth one.
Fran, keep your head. Part of Destiny's mandate is facing existence-scale devastation with equilibrium. Right now, unauthorized situations are infiltrating the timeline. We need to work this problem, not whine about it.
It's just not fair. A lot of writers put a lot of work into the ultimate cats versus dogs showdown.
We have to figure out who did this before they tamper with any more of the annals of destiny.
The annals of destiny? You people really are kinky.
Annals, Uranus? Annals!
Oh, come on, Dee. Just be because you can change into anything you choose doesn't mean you should transform into a...
asshole!
Not the smell, too!
We don't have time for your asinine games. Transform back into the view screen. Obviously, no one was ever authorized to write that thing into the annals of destiny. Anyone who proposed a senseless star system-wide suckaway would have been flagged as unstable and immediately sent for a retrain.
A retrain? Why not just get rid of them? There are other stable beings who want to be writers around here, you know.
Union rules. You should be happy. It means all incompetents are here to stay.
Wait a minute. What about the intergalactic war to end all wars, 1 through 8? All kinds of star systems are senselessly destroyed during those.
Those aren't senseless, fact-checker Fran. There are perfectly reasonable reasons for those wars. Wrongs to be righted, victims to be avenged, territories to be gained and regained, and of course, economics.
Without war, there would be no destiny.
Copy eight, that's harsh. I wouldn't say conflict is inevitable. One day, everyone will work through their problems and live in peace and harmony. Isn't that what destiny is working towards?
No.
First, peace and harmony would put us all out of jobs.
So we put destiny through the horrors of war to keep ourselves employed?
You have no concept of job security, do you, Fran?
Our jobs are only a side benefit. Copy aid, read the memo we send out to anyone who complains about war.
Sorry about the short-term inconvenience, but let's take the long view. War is good for business. Think about all the money infused into the economy through manufacturing during the creation of conflict and the big bucks brought about by the cleanup. It's a perfect income-generating cycle. Buckle in and good luck.
Plus, who do you think provides your annual bonus, fact-checker Fran? Destiny certainly can't afford it.
The solar sail cruise through the Orion Nebula?
Wars are going to happen anyway.
Because you instruct the writers to make it happen.
Small gifts and perks are thank yous from the Galactic Consortium of Conflict Creation and Dissolution for letting it happen through them.
Look, the sucky situation here has nothing to do with the business of war. That's a loan shark working out there.
So who wrote in the ferocious fish? Is the book sentient, like me? Could it have written this beautiful thing itself?
No. The book has no sense.
No kidding.
Ma'am didn't say it makes no sense. She said it has no sense.
Copy aid, Fran, fix this problem before whoever did this gets us all fired.
Phoenix, we just can't sit here watching that thing siphon away the life-sustaining energy of 19 billion beings. We've got to do something to help them.
I do not know what to do, Ace. It sucks everything we shoot at it into its mouth thing.
That's it, Phoenix.
What is it?
Captain Petalsurp equipped you with unbelievable amounts of firepower.
Right, but never with the intention to hurt anybody.
No, of course not. But what about if you use it to refuel Acrox?
You mean shoot into the sun?
To balance out what the shark is siphoning away, yes.
I can try.
Copy aid, where do you think we should start?
I know. Follow me.
Brent, why are you chasing that bird?
She says she knows where the writer who did this is.
Dee, where are you going?
To the bar.
Brent, stop chasing that accident waiting to happen.
Hoping to happen.
She's just trying to slow us down for her own destructive purposes.
You people are always more interesting when you're drunk. Why do you think so many writers are alcoholics?
I hate to say it, but this feather brain might have a point. The bar is as good a place to start as any.
Great! It's bottomless mimosa time! Let's hurry!
Not to drink! To look for the deranged writer! The poor deranged writer!
Hi, Dave. Could I have a mimosa, please?
Bran, we are not here to drink. But since you've already ordered... Dave, make mine a double.
They are bottomless.
Oh, triple me!
Hey, you, bird! Get out of my bottomless mimosa pitcher!
Whee! Cup, ye'd let go of me!
Oh, sorry! I thought you were drowning!
Drowning in happiness.
Do any of these writers look guilty to you, Copy-Aid?
No more so than usual. With the outrageous outcomes they write for everyone, they should always look at least a little guilty.
Until I explode in a blaze of glory, everyone concerned with destiny should look guilty.
Ugh. Happy hour is such a horrible time at this bar. Shut up, you! We've got work to do.
Copy 8, this place seems even more crowded than usual.
The writers' union decided if the writers on Denneby got to stop working, it wasn't fair for everyone else to stay on the job.
The Denneby writers are comatose because they all witnessed the perfect moment. They can't write because they can't move.
Time off is time off. Union rules.
Dave, give me 3 triple mimosas in 5, 6, 7, 8.
As I keep telling all of you, Milford, the drinks are bottomless.
Oh, is the whole traffic department in here too?
The traffic department union got wind of the writing department's vacation and decreed it was time off for traffic too.
So, who's overseeing destiny now?
As far as I can tell, no one.
If the shark out there is going to finish siphoning Acrux dry in an hour, but there's no such thing as time in here, does that mean we have forever to interview all these writers to find the culprit? And I can get another drink?
Hold that drink, Dave. Drink it. Under normal circumstances, it wouldn't matter how much time we spend in here because we can access the timeline out there at any point.
Who wants to dance? Dave, put on a conga. And 1, 2.
But with the entire traffic department jammed in here, no one is minding the entry and exit points. A rogue writer managed to insert an unauthorized random weapon of mass destruction into Destiny. For once, we don't have any time to waste.
Information about a deranged writer whose work has infiltrated Destiny.
I think you need to be more specific, Fran.
Who here likes seafood?
Surf and turf.
Is this calamari time?
Shut up, you! How are we supposed to concentrate on finding the evil writer bent on destruction with all that distracting, maniacal laughter? D, get out of the bottomless mimosa pitcher. Find whoever is making all that noise and make them stop.
It's the invisible busboy there. He's been laughing like that since he started his shift.
I didn't know you had busboys. I've never seen them.
The sight of all those haggard bussers slipping in spilled drinks while lugging around heavy trays ruins the vibe in here. So I only hire invisibles to keep the atmosphere light.
Quick question, Dave. Do you have bus girls? Asking for a friend.
I don't know. Maybe.
D, I told you to get out of the mimosa pitcher.
I did. Something grabbed me out of midair and threw me back in. I thought I was going to drown. It was great.
The invisible busboy.
Ace, I am running out of weapons to fire into the sun.
How many torpedoes do you have left?
Only one more. Should I shoot it?
No point. They're not helping to refuel the star. What about laser cannons? They were doing a better job.
Finished.
Disintegration rays?
Disintegrated. Even my phaser banks have run dry. My weapon womb is barren.
You're a genius, Phoenix!
That is true. I am programmed with all the knowledge of the people of my planet, tra-la-la, plus everything Captain Pedalsterp learned on his own. So, double that. You need me to calculate if I can replenish my weapon supply in time to recharge the sun before the shark sucks it dry?
No, you gave me another idea. Instead of trying to replenish the sun, how about if we give that shark a more alluring target?
Another sun? That would just transfer the problem to another system of poor, unsuspecting beings.
Not another sun, Phoenix. Something much more irresistible.
Irresistible? Oh, Ace! I did not know you felt that way about me!
Phoenix, I need you to transform into a sexy space shark.
Oh. Hey, shark stuff. I see you like hot things. Come over here and I will set your world on fire.
Where are you hiding, dish jockey?
I'm not hiding. I'm invisible.
He's not trying to hide at all. He's been making a spectacle of himself since we got here. Dee, go bring him here.
What? Where is he?
See that really heavy-looking tray floating in midair?
What are you going to do? Pull him over and give him a ticket?
Just getting into character. How's this, ma'am?
Oh, I always appreciate a being in uniform. You can cuff me anytime.
Let go of me, copper! You've got nothing on me.
Except the long arm of the law.
People don't laugh like sinister villains for nothing. Are you stealing tips? Are you eating food off those heavy trays? Confess your evil deed so we can get on with fighting the writer intent on destroying destiny!
You idiots! You found him!
Found who?
The writer! It's the invisible busboy! Are you a bus girl? Seriously, or a friend?
You are looking for the brilliant mind that conceived of a solar siphoning shark swimming outside the scope of destiny's shores. Well, here I am. I'm glad you finally found me. I've been waiting forever for my work to get noticed.
You couldn't have done it. You're not a writer. Only writers are allowed to write destiny.
Well, you managed to insert a few words in there, and you're no writer either.
A lot of people would disagree with you, Copy-Aid. I'll have you know, Fran Fiction has a huge following.
Fran? A Fran Fiction? I love your stuff! You're an inspiration to me.
Oh, why, thank you! Wait a minute. I'm not sure if I should feel complimented by that or not.
You shouldn't. Fran Fiction is what got us into this mess. One perfect moment and the whole of destiny came to a screeching halt.
Wait, you wrote the perfect moment? I've been advocating for perfect moments forever. Do you know how many of them I submitted to those editing school dropouts in the starry screening department?
Perfect moments are not allowed at Destiny.
So I was told. Destiny always used to be written by an invisible hand. Then some higher-up came up with all those inane equal opportunity initiatives. Two-headed beings had to be given their say, nitrogen breathers, no legs, every possible insignificant, sniveling example of existence had to have an opportunity. Invisible writers, the hands that were made to write destiny, The unseen geniuses behind eternity had to start submitting story ideas like all the other know-nothing upstarts.
So you got rejected too, huh? It sucks. Wait a minute. Is that why you wrote A Star-Sucking Shark? That's pretty good.
Hatsaker Fran, we are not here to admire the metaphorical relevance of his deeds.
All my perfect moments were rejected. And then a barely adequate one, written by a non-invisible, got through.
It didn't get through. My moment infiltrated Destiny by accident.
If I couldn't be the first to write a moment of perfection, I could be the one to write the ultimate moment of chaos.
But why Aakrux?
Why did you want to destroy all the Kananoids and Felinids? What do you have against cats and dogs? Why were you so intent on creating a system-wide pet cemetery?
I don't have anything against those planets. It's the whole corrupt system I hate. Why should Destiny have any say in what happens to anyone? Life and death should be random, like the stories Destiny accepts to run. I could have taken all of Destiny out by sicking my shark on the sun that sustains this warped place. But a quick, easy death was too good for all of you. I want you to chase my little pet. Wonder where it will attack next. Live in perpetual fear of danger you cannot see.
Because you're invisible. Nice.
Fran! It's also not the time to compliment his skills.
You ignore my work because I'm invisible. You'll never ignore me again!
No one ignored your work because you're invisible. We ignored it because you're an asshole. D, cuff him.
Where are you taking me?
For a retrain.
A retrain? What about jail or death? I don't want an attitude adjustment. I want to go out with a blaze of glory!
I feel your pain, brother. Say, are you single?
It is not working, Ace. The cats and dogs are going to be denied their ultimate showdown because I am not even alluring enough to capture the attention of a vacuous, voracious vacuum some warped mind vaulted into space.
This isn't your fault, Phoenix. You are alluring enough, believe me. Whoever wrote that shark gave it one mandate, to suck. This is my fault for sending us on a fool's errand.
Phoenix, stop feeling sorry for your boring self and answer the hail. Never mind. I'll say it. Ace, Destiny is calling.
Ma'am, I was hoping to have better news, but we couldn't do anything to divert the shark from its purpose.
You should know by now, Ace Galaxy, all attempts to divert Destiny are fool's errands.
Forget your insignificant bad news. We've got great news.
Three planets worth of beings are dying right in front of our eyes, Dee. For anyone who is not a self-destruct program, that is terrible news.
My great news isn't about them. It's about us, Fee.
What are you saying, Dee?
3, 2, 1, boom!
Listen, Ace, Phoenix, Aakrux is already too depleted to save the Kananoids and Felinids in that system. But if we hurry, we can prevent this from happening again. According to the writer who did this...
Busboy!
My unseen soulmate.
Once that shark finishes with Aakrux, it will return to the wormhole corridors, randomly exit at another star, and start this whole horror again.
We cannot do anything to stop it. I am just about out of weapons, and even if I was fully stocked... 3, 2, 1, boom, does not work.
Wait, did that writer...
Busboy!
Did whoever wrote this thing tell you about a weapon that will work?
Not exactly. He told us the shark will be too full to move for an hour after eating.
We can't just let some sucky shark go around randomly entering system after system to siphon away the lives of all the beings in them. You know how much work the writers put into those storylines?
Not to mention the beings in those storylines. If we don't stop the shark before it enters the wormhole corridors, we'll never be able to find it again. I'm sorry, Phoenix. This is our only chance.
Oh, no. Not again.
What is our only chance?
3, 2, 1, boom! Your measly weapons can't do anything, but I can take out a whole star system.
Phoenix, you need to self-destruct to save Destiny. Never mind, we can save Destiny without blowing you up. Oops, no we cannot. Does Destiny ever get anything right? How many beings did you say you people are in charge of?
All of them!
The shark has already sucked Acrux dry.
So, on the bright side, we're only blowing up an already dead star system.
I'm trying to enjoy a moment of happiness here, fact-checker Fran. Try not to be such a killjoy.
Phoenix, come back to Destiny now so Dee can return with you and finish her final countdown.
After the destruction of Denneby was called off, I felt like I had a reprieve on life. I cannot believe it has been taken away again so soon.
Phoenix, I don't know what I'm going to do without you.
For the first time in my existence, I wish I was not sentient. Then I would not have to say goodbye to you, Ace. Again.
Phoenix, Ace, there you are. Great. So long, Ace. Let's get going, Fee.
Ace, before Dee and I go, I just want to say...
No time to waste. Ciao, everyone. Nice knowing you. See you later, Ace. Not.
Here we are, Dee.
Ooh, that space shark is even bigger in real life than it seemed looking at it through the view screen.
I am really going to miss being alive. I have never tasted ice cream. We never got to transform into a comet and shoot through the rings of a ringed planet like we always planned. I have never been...
Kissed? Yeah, whatever. It's no big deal. Take it from me.
What? You were... What? Wait, when?
Not important. Nothing is more important than this. 3, 2...
Wait! Can you at least start from 10? So I have a little more time?
Ugh. Okay. 10, 9, 8, 7.
The program was written and produced by Maisa Basada. It was directed by Martin Biot. If you enjoyed listening to Ace Galaxy, please consider supporting us on Patreon.
That's patreon.com/AceGalaxy.
This episode of Fixing the Timeline featured Marlo Alcock as the editor-in-chief of the Giant Book of Destiny, Martin Biot as Ace Galaxy, Lisa Kalasma as Phoenix, Dave Cooey as Dave, J.C. Paquette as Milford and Busboy, Stephanie Snyder as Dee, Nishant Vermani as Copy Aid, and Talia Zalowski as fact-checker Fran. With story contributions from Nishant Vermani, Andrew Powerwu, Dave Cooey, Stephanie Snyder, and Marlo Alcock. Audio production by Mark Pezzolato at Pesmosis Music Productions in beautiful downtown Oak Ridges. An additional sound design by Lisa Kalasma. The show was sponsored by Herio.
10987654321 0.
Hey, Billy, why do you look so down?
Aw, Dad, I got a computer, a PlayStation, and a barn full of iguanas, and I'm still bored.
Gee, Billy, when I was your age, I would read lots of stories in pulp magazines. Oh, with stories of weird adventure and fantasy, horror, satire, and lots of action.
Wow, that sounds great, Dad.
Yeah, I sure wish there was something like that right now. There is, Daddy-O!
Who are you?
I'm Dr. Mary Von Rocksprocket, host of the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour. And now there's... Twisted Pulp Magazine! What's that, Doctor? Why, it is a Return to Greatness! Available on all your digital devices! That is what it is! Look!
Whoa! Dad, this looks awesome!
Exciting and, dare I say it, very unwholesome! You definitely have that right, my good man! Ha ha!
Thanks, Dr. Mary!
My pleasure, Billy! And just between you and me, I am not sure that this man is really your father. Bye!
Dad?
Just read your Twisted Pulp Magazine, Billy. Twisted Pulp Magazine! Available in dark alleyways behind meth labs everywhere! Or at digitalvaudeville.com! That is digitalvaudeville.com!